Nearly every month, folks are invited to the Billings Public Library to discuss and reflect on Native American issues. They invite a lecturer. Somebody puts on a pot of coffee in the corner while several others help to arrange vibrantly colored chairs in a circle. There's usually soda and a few snack options placed on a table nearby. This month's speaker was Aubrey Bertram. She's a staff attorney in the Indian Law Practice Group of Montana Legal Services Association.
Ooh, the last time that I remember learning anything about Native American anything was when I was in fifth grade and we were talking about westward expansion and manifest destiny. That was the last time in my years and years and years of schooling that Native Americans were ever mentioned in the classroom, to be completely frank.
Bertram focused on federal Indian law while in school because she felt let down by her formative education within the public school system.
I grew up in Colorado, I grew up in Denver, and I didn't even know that we had reservations in Colorado. But I also felt a really big sense of like personal, I don't want to say shame or guilt, but just like I should have sought this out on my own.
For her lecture, Bertram discussed the basic tenets of federal Indian law by way of a history lesson.
I think it's so important to understand our context and to understand our history. You can't meaningfully function and you can't really engage with present society if you don't understand how we got to where we are in the first place.
Bertram urged folks to leave the lecture if but one morsel of information from her talk, and that is the principle of allotment. The work she does at Montana Legal Services Association comes down to the aftermath of Native American allotments, which are, in a nutshell, land property rights.
If we as an American culture hold so deeply our ideas of property ownership and see that as really such an important concept in our collective identities and individual identities about what it is that we own and who we can give it away to, those rules are different for Native Americans because of these underlying federal policies.
So according to Bertram, this is what happened. In 1887, the federal government passed the Dawes Act.
The idea was to break up these large communal holdings because that was what was seen as really a tenet of Indian tribal identities and tribal culture. And on the one hand, a lot of Eastern reformers who were really dedicated to this idea of individualism, and they really wanted to promote individualism amongst Indians as a way to, again, quote-unquote, civilize them.
Even after Natives were deemed civilized and got land back from the federal government, it still didn't belong entirely to them, and it still doesn't. This system of owning land but having little to no control over it is what leaves reservations so poor.
Of course, you don't have to be an Indian law scholar to dig back and to look at some of this stuff. It's important to remember your history, to check your history, because that's the only way I think that we can move forward and reckon with what's going on is to understand what happened.
I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.